on a Wednesday morning. We're halfway to the weekend. I always look forward to try to be positive. Dr. Julie Galthorpe in this morning, and welcome again, Julie. Gratitude, you were mentioning, is such a powerful subject. Everywhere I turn, there's some mention of how it is important. Let's start at the beginning. And when we talk about gratitude, what do we actually mean?
Well, in positive psychology, gratitude is our way of acknowledging the good things in our life. So it's, if you can think about it, it's that warm emotional response we feel when we give or we receive kindness, support, or even if we just notice something simple. So researchers describe it as appreciating a benefit we didn't necessarily earn, but received through someone's good intentions. So gratitude is thanking others, it's thanking ourselves, and even thanking the world around us. So just think about when you've gone through something really hard. The people that bounce back are able to, of course, be sad or hurt by the experience, but they also can recognize they're grateful to, say, having love and support, or to their health, or to something else that is, that allows them to see something else besides the hurt. So you have to let yourself go there to a place of gratitude if you want the benefit.
So I really like the way, Julie, that you put it, because it really shifts the perspective. So it's not just about being thankful, you're saying, but it is a way of looking at life, basically.
It is, exactly. That's like most strategies, though, Miriam, if you think about it. Like in the West, we just want these quick strategies that we can just implement and, you know, oh, wow, I feel better. But it really is about shifting your life perspective, your life practice, what you do in life, if you want the full benefit. So when we look at life through a lens of gratitude, it has a healing effect. When we have situations, stressful things happen, or grief even, this perspective, it is based in optimism, and it can be based in spirituality for many people as well. It's powerful.
Research says that gratitude makes us happier. How does that work?
So gratitude, it's tied to happiness because of what happens in the brain from a researcher's perspective. You know, people would look at it differently if they were coming from a spiritual perspective. But when we practice gratitude, whether it's writing in a journal, saying thank you, or even just about what we appreciate, saying that out loud. So what's something, say, Miriam, you appreciate?
I appreciate having hugs from my daughter. Aww. Any time of the day. Every time I get a hug, I'm like, oh, I love that. I'm thankful.
Okay, so that feeling, you see how you just described that warm feeling? That's our brain as it releases that dopamine and serotonin. So these are our natural feel-good chemicals. Over time, by repeating these practices, we strengthen the brain's positive pathways. So it literally makes the brain look for the good, as opposed to looking for, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Aaron, that catastrophe in a situation. We look for the good stuff.
I love this. This is fantastic stuff. So there's lots going on in the world. I think, I'm not sure if I'm jumping ahead, but I was thinking about Miriam and how you said that you love your, you know, hugs from your daughter. I thought you were going to say the fact that Sean takes the odd day off and I get to come in and work with you. I'm just kidding. Lots going on in the world, Julie. How does gratitude play a role when we're going through a crisis?
Well, people who practice gratitude regularly experience more joy, less stress, and they bounce back from things happening. So you have to, when I talked about like a life practice, you can use gratitude on the fly, like when something bad happens, but if you want the benefit from it, you have to be a person who practices gratitude regularly. Couples who thank each other more often, they report that there's more trust and loyalty in the relationship. In the workplace, gratitude, it increases productivity and strengthens team bonds. On a physical level, one study found that people who keep gratitude journals, they reported fewer aches and pains and they were more likely to exercise. It's all because gratitude, it's our life lens. It helps regulate the nervous system, which touches everything from mood to immunity. So all of those things are affected by our life perspective.